What is it you want to do? Where is it you want to be? And what continuing education can get you there for minimal money? And then you can save for the bigger money course that is important to you. Learning to be a hypnotherapist wasn't cheap, but I'm a hypnotherapist. And it took me a year to do it. I have postgraduate training. I've got postgraduate diploma. I haven't done a weekend course. I'm not scared of what I do because I know my limitations. Ultimately, what is it you want to do? How are you going to use what you're learning? Or would mentoring the better object for you so that you can crush all these things and work on these things?
Mentoring with Geraldine is a bite-sized practitioner podcast for naturopaths, nutritionists, herbalists, coaches, and practitioners. This podcast responds directly to the needs of you, the practicing natural therapist. We have interviews during the holiday season and business and mindset support each week, so you'll get the variety you need to enjoy and stay motivated in your practice. Don't forget to subscribe to receive the weekly episodes. And if you want to connect with me, always check the show notes, because that's where you'll find the links to book appointments and, of course, to join the Academy, the membership group where there's constant connection and community with like-minded practitioners. Now, let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mentoring with Geraldine and the Bite Size Podcast. How the devil are you? So last time we talked about growing as a person, like growing within our business and all of the different things that we can do to get where we are today or to head in that direction. And I thought that this week we talk about pathways. We talk about continuing education and professional development. So as I said last week, I somehow managed to land sometimes to do the things that I did. And there was a lot of wasted money along the way because I trained in things that I never used. So what we need is that one ultimate goal. And so that one ultimate goal might be a nutritionist or a naturopath or a herbalist, or what is that ultimate goal? You might want to be a coach. How are you going to get there? And what is that one qualification that is going to get you there? Remembering that now, HEX up by CPI every year, you may not want to do that full degree, but you will need a degree to get into most professional associations, all right? Or a case of my hypnosis, that was a postgraduate diploma. So I already have a degree to go in and do it. And I had a degree in a medical discipline to go in and with that group and do that study. So having had the nursing, having had the advanced diplomas in naturopathy, nutrition, and Western herbal medicine, and then the degree in complementary medicine, and then the postgraduate training meant that really now I can do whatever I want. I don't need a master's in what I'm doing. I don't need a PhD in what I'm doing, but you might. That might be your ultimate goal. So today is about finding that ultimate goal. Where are you headed? What is that ultimate goal? What was that dream from childhood? So for example, my son, in year 9 or 10, turned around and said he wanted to be a doctor. And we were both shocked. We were, oh, that was not at all what, as you're growing up, you've wanted to do. Are you sure you want to do this? It's actually not a great job. It's really hard. It's really difficult. It's long hours. You know, is it really worth the money? Probably not. You know, are you sure that's what you want to do? And he's like, yeah, that's what he wants to do. Got to year 12. And in year 12, of course, that's when you, if you've got the right subjects, you're okay. He turned around and said, that isn't what I want to do. I want to join the Air Force. So I was like, okay, great. Didn't think you wanted to be a doctor, but let's have a look at your subjects. Doesn't matter about your subjects. Makes no difference whatsoever. You've done IB, so you've got 5 subjects. You just have to have an 8-hour of whatever it was, and you can join the Air Force. So it worked okay, but he had to wait another year. He had a gap year, which was, he worked in a bicycle shop. He had a good time. Wasn't a problem. But where is it that you want to go? What was that original dream? Where is it? My original dream was to be a librarian until 2 things happened. I discovered back in the day, many of you may not know what it is, the Dewey Decimal System, how they categorize books in a library, which is a nightmare system. And librarians don't actually get to sit down all day and read the books in the library. That was kind of the biggest downer. So I still would like to be a librarian, but in a way where I get to sit down all day and read the books. Since that's not going to happen, we can leave that dream aside. But let's think about those dreams that you considered It might be that your health is bad, so you've chosen to study naturopathy. And now you're in naturopathy and seeing how much your bills are. You're thinking, how am I going to pay for this? What am I going to have on the side? I look around and not every naturopath I look at has a booming business. And there's multiple reasons for that. There's people just aren't ready to run a business. They don't want to run a business. I didn't want to take money for the first 2 years of my business. It was only because one client insisted. She said, I'm not going to do anything unless I have to pay you for it. I was like, okay. And she's like, well, this is what I used to do back in the day in the UK. I used to help people organize their businesses, so I will help you. She said, that will be the trade-off so that I'm working for you and you're working to build people. So I was like, oh, okay. So we all have ways of working. We all have ways of achieving what we need to achieve, but we have to think, what is that motivation? And with that motivation, maybe there's a side hustle that would work with that. So I had my nursing and naturopathy. Initially, I couldn't see more than 5 clients a week. Then that went to 8 clients as I dropped down in nursing. But then I'm an educator. You know I'm an educator. You know that this is a bit I love. So I wanted to educate. And I'd been in business a long time by then. I was doing 8 to 12 maybe clients a week. And because I had too much other stuff going on and I was nursing on the side. So the education took up. So I became an educator. I started lecturing. To deliver in a lecture environment, to deliver a degree, you have to have a degree. So we've got to think about that as well. Is your ultimate aim to be a teacher or lecturer? In which case you have to have a degree to teach. You have to have a degree to lecture. So maybe it is that you have to carry on with that degree and finish it. Maybe you really are just into lifestyle. You're really into food and you're sitting in lectures about herbs and you think, this just isn't me, guys. Because it might be that you could segue off. Do you need to do everything? Can you drop down from naturopathy to nutrition, massively reduce your hex fee, and then go and do herbalism with another group so that you understand herbs? You get maybe an advanced diploma in herbs rather than finishing the degree and having the herbs. What is it that you want to do? What is your love that you're doing now and from the past? And where is it? What are the things you're good at? That's the word I'm thinking of. What are the things you're good at? I'm good at talking. Right? I'm lousy at writing, but I'm good at talking. So having a podcast, that seems pretty natural, really, doesn't it? Having a YouTube channel, pretty natural, really, isn't it? Because those are the things I enjoy and those are the things I'm good at. So what about you? What are you good at? Because when we think of that continuing education, we have to think of the dollar sign attached to it. We have to think, how much money have I got to go towards this? If I already have the degree, am I using it? And if I'm not, how can I put parts of it towards what I'm doing to earn money to pay back all those hex fees that now you're actually only paying off the interest on? You're no longer paying off the base amount. So that hex fee is there forever unless you suddenly come into money and are able to pay it off. So every piece of education, everything you do, buying bread and butter costs money. So everything's costing money, but it's not about doing it on the free or on the cheap. Because when we do it on the free, we're not going to get the CPE certificates to keep going with the association. Why bother with an association? Well, we might eventually. We're supposed to be this year getting the health rebates back. Health rebates were never very much for our clients anyway, right? They'd get the first 3 appointments. They get the first appointment. They get a bit more back. Then they get a couple of appointments. Then it would run out. But what it did was give you that, I don't know, that people to look at you and go, yeah, they're a credible person because they get health rebates. If you haven't got health rebates, are you credible? Are you real? Right? We don't have that now. So anyone without the health rebates, it's not about being registered or not registered, but being recognized, and the health rebates recognized our qualifications. It recognized us as a credible group of people. So getting back that recognition is what's really important. Registration or not, I don't know. I'm out on that one right now. I'm having a few days out on that one. We haven't really got the bandwidth in a bite-sized podcast to talk about it. So when we think of our professional and continuing education, we have to think, where is it taking us? What is our end goal? What was that original desire that we had that put us on this road anyway? And how can we reach more towards that original desire? Maybe it's running your own business. So you want to run your own business, but have you ever run your own business before? Have you ever been in a management position of a smaller business to understand what it is to run a business? I grew up in a family business, so I understand running small businesses. And then I ran restaurants for a really big company in the UK before I became a nurse. And I still waitressed for them, but I was a manager and I was an opening manager for them. So I understood make gross and net and all of the things to see how much I need to earn. Or is that something that you could easily learn, right? I hate spreadsheets. So if you don't like spreadsheets, it's probably not something you want to do on the side. But it might be something that you don't mind spreadsheets, you don't mind numbers. And this is something you could do on the side as continuing education and then support other people maybe and their businesses because you've got that savvy. What is the other thing on the side? And the reason I suggest there's something on the side is, as I've talked about before, our empathy bucket. Our empathy bucket empties. We get exhausted by the end of the week. And it's why I've never reached over 15 clients a week, except when I had someone in the room working with me. So if I have reception or somebody working with me, I can hit the 20 mark, all right, 25 mark. But if I don't have other people supporting me directly and I'm by myself in my room, doing everything for the client, making their herbs, sending off their, well, now I only make a few people's herbs. I now send off prescriptions to Araya. I send off the product. I make them a script and they have to do it. But I still have to do all those things. I still have to book their follow-up appointment. I still have to take their money. And all of that takes time. So we run out of time if we haven't got a support network, right? So working by myself, I can hit 15 a week without burning out. And I can keep doing that every week, except for my holidays. I have July off and I have Christmas off. So when I think about my continuing education and my professional development, sometimes having support in your business is where perhaps your professional development should be, rather than upgrading to a degree, rather than choosing another modality. If I wanted to run a business, it might be that I have to go and work for somebody for a little while. If I've never been in a small business or never worked in a business, if I've always worked for a corporation or I'm fresh out of school. So I don't have those understandings of running a business. And if you're anything like all the students for all of the time I was at Endeavor, they'd be whinging about working on reception. Why do I have to work on reception? I shouldn't have to work on reception. Yeah, you have to work on reception so that you've got a base understanding of taking money, getting your client to come back, and working the business side of running your own business. That is the practical aspect. Okay, so where is your business going? What professional development and continuing education do you need? Is it credible? Is it credited by someone? Are you going to get CPE for it? And is it going to be useful? You know, like I've just been speaking for HTMA. I got a phone call. Come and speak to us, Geraldine. We need some, you know, need some, shake it up a bit. I'm like, great, why not? I was like, am I writing it? No, it's all written. It's these clients and we'll go through it and we'll tag team. Brilliant. Sounds amazing. Love to do it. So off I go and I do that. Off I go. I'm standing there. And then I come back and of course, immediately three clients actually. I do an HTMA. I do a for interclinical, right? The client's hair using interclinical and the HTMA. So once I've done the hair mineral analysis, I look back and I go, well, I was talking about it. Here I am using it. But if I was a newbie to it, how would I incorporate that in my business? How would I make that part of my business? And how would I use their continuing education, which is free, which gets me a certificate, which gets me hours, so that I can use this within my business? Because this can be part of a program or a package. It can be part of a flow. And a number of things can be used as part of a flow within your business to help and support you in business, right? You haven't paid for that and you'll get CPE hours for it because it's training and education in what we do, right? So there's the free side. I mean, it's their one this time worked out as free because you paid 100 and something or other to go. I can't remember how much it was to go. Because obviously I didn't pay for a ticket. I was speaking at it. So you paid for your ticket and that actually paid for your hair analysis or one hair analysis so that you could learn from it. So it was ultimately a free event as long as you used your free hair analysis for yourself. So when we think about all of these things on the market, all of this continuing education, what are you going to get out of it? Is it a sales event? Yes, HTMA was a sales event in that you're going to end up using their hair system. But I think it works. That's personal opinion. And there's lots of research behind it. So why not try it? Use it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying go off to interclinical and start using their stuff. What I'm saying is here is something that leads somewhere. If we look at a number of the other companies, we go to their talks, We're surrounded by allied professionals who are selling the product that's meant to be professional product. And they talk for 1 minute about a couple of the ingredients, and then really they're just selling their product. What are you getting from that? As the individual practitioner, very little. You're paying for that spot. Whereas when you look around and you'll see a group of physios or a group of chiros or even a group from a big naturopathic practice or nutrition practice, they're there for free. They've probably got free accommodation. They get extra education from the company. They'll be getting all sorts of things. But you as an individual, you're not going to be getting that from that company. So really think each time you look at one of these things, what are you going to get? So the Integria Symposium, it's online. I mean, I can't go past that. I'm in Adelaide. I'm so sick of flying to the Gold Coast or to Brisbane or to Sydney for these things. And here they are doing one online for someone like me who just hasn't got 3 days to do or 4 days to do a 2-day conference. You know, I've got to fly there. I've got to pay. You've got to pay for it, pay accommodation, flights, all the rest of it. I'm sure many of you are like that. You can get CPE from listening to this podcast. All you need is evidence that you've listened to it. You take notes. You've got evidence to say, I've listened to this. I get CPE. It's ongoing continuing education. I have a Red Flags podcast as well for private listeners. So you get CPE for that. We've got to think, what is free that's valuable? I've got a few free things on my site that are very valuable. And yes, they do say, hey, you joined the graduate program. But meanwhile, you're going to learn about burnout. So why not? What is it? And how much is it? And where is it leading us? And what can I put in the side to support what I'm doing? So maybe you're doing your degree right now. Your college also does massage and you could learn to be a remedial massage therapist and you'd get massage clients on the side that hopefully you can convert to naturopathy. And you're using that room that you're paying for or that you have in your house in multiple ways. What is the side hustle that goes with it that means you're not constantly using your brain? And that empathy quotient that you're going to run out of? What professional development can you get for free or very little or paid for, but you get your money back, so it's useful? What professional education is there that's going to support what you do? So when I first started out, I was very dictatorial. I did a coaching course. I'm no longer dictatorial, at least I hope I'm not. Every so often it comes out as dictatorial, but you know, do this, do that. And then I'm like, ooh, this is not a dictatorship. What would you like to do? So what professional development is there that's going to get you to that ultimate goal of where you want to be? If that ultimate goal is naturopathy and to be a naturopath or nutrition and be a nutritionist, not do anything else, have a look around and see if there are practitioners not too close to you, because then they'll just look at you and go, well, you're just going to open up around the corner and do my job. Where a bit further away from you is someone who does what you desire to do. Can you contact them and say, can I sit in with you? Can I trade my time or, you know, for a couple of weeks just to see what it's like to run a business like yours, to work in the way you work so that I can see if I can do it? If they say no, then it's a case of having a look at all their content, trying to figure it out, looking at other people's. We don't copy anything, remember, because you are you and they are them. We've all had stuff copied. I've had stuff copied by people that I was in awe of. People have copied my stuff. Then you're like, I've got to remember that copying is honoring me. But at the end of the day, it's like, hey, I did all that hard work. What we're doing is we're looking and learning so that we can then develop the way they have. So I've had lots of people I know go, yeah, I'm doing a coaching course because I know you did one, Geraldine. Okay, so they've copied me, but they haven't copied me at all. They've gone and done what I've done because they've thought to themselves, yeah, I'm really dictatorial in what I do. And I need to learn to speak to clients in a way that gets them coming back. Some people can just speak to people and they will just keep coming back. I've got a girlfriend, Glennis. Yeah, she just talks to someone and you go and see her. Just like, wow, how did you do that? She hasn't got a website. She hasn't got any social media and she still gets people to come. You know, it's like, how are you doing that? It's personality. So that is born within her. That's innate. Whereas it's not, wasn't innate with me. I had to do that continuing education. So we're right back to the very first question at the very start of this podcast. What is it you want to do? Where is it you want to be? And what continuing education can get you there for minimal money? And then you can save for the bigger money course that is important to you. Learning to be a hypnotherapist wasn't cheap, but I'm a hypnotherapist. And it took me a year to do it. I have postgraduate training. I've got postgraduate diploma. I haven't done a weekend course. I'm not scared of what I do because I know my limitations and I'm never going to turn anyone into a chicken or somebody playing a violin. I'm not a hypnotist. Okay, very different jobs. So ultimately, what is it you want to do? How are you going to use what you're learning? Or would mentoring the better object for you so that you can crush all these things and work on these things like I do with the 90-day program with mentees of who do all sorts of different jobs, right? But we sit down and we work out pathways. We work out where we're headed, or where they're headed with my help. And we work on that business of theirs. So that's a slightly higher number because you're one-to-one with me. It's slightly more expensive. But when we all look at the money we've spent on courses we haven't used, like my kinesiology course, then we can go, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that in the first place, already understanding that I couldn't actually fit that into my business anyway, because that wasn't right for my business then. So even if I had been able to do it, it would have been a total side hustle or a development of another business. So where am I going? Because when I sit down and look at all of the companies and what they've got on offer, I can plan my year of education, all right? I can plan to go to the smaller things like the HTMAs. I can plan to clinical seminars. I can plan to go to the Integria Symposium because I can pay a year in advance and I can pay it off really slowly if I want to, or I can just give them the lump sum. Doesn't matter. I do the early bird. I really enjoy them. Which ones are the ones you want to go to? Which companies are doing the most independent discussions, because there's really no point going to the company ones that are just company talking, unless you just want to go to schmooze and talk to your mates, which is the odd occasion I go to them just to catch up with people. But you still have to sit there and go through all of their sales, and it's just sales of product in a different way. So where is it you're going? How many CPE points or CPD points do you need a year? And what areas can you get them from? It's worth sitting down and having a look. Each association has a list of what you get from, how many points you get from each thing. So it's worth looking at that. It's worth going through it and going, well, I get 7 or 10 points, whatever it is, for mentoring. I can do this. I get X number of points for reading the magazine. Well, the magazine comes as part of being a part of this association, so I can read the magazine. I get X number of points. And you can go through and sit down and go, right, so I'm actually only left with 5 or 7 points to get because I'm part of Geraldine's group. So that covers all of that. I've got my magazine coming and I read my magazine. I do the quiz. The NHAA one has a quiz in it. I'm part of this. I'm going to this symposium. I honestly do try to get to one symposium a year or an association, something or other, but most of them are on the coast. So I don't go to those unless they're online. I often speak at them, which then gives me the points anyway. But how are you going to make up those points? So if we sit at the beginning of the year, and what is your association? Is it a July year? Because if it's a July year, you can start planning for next year or planned already for this year. If it's January to December year, then you are already in it. And hopefully you've already clocked up some points. And hopefully you've put those in a spreadsheet. I put mine in Google Drive. I take a photo of the certificate, fling it in Google Drive. Because then if you get audited, you just send the audit, the association, the link to the Google Drive and say, you know, go for your life. Very easy to do, just keeping their certificates in a Google Drive folder. So where are you going and how are you going to get there? You need to sit down and have that 5-year plan, that 10-year plan. And I have a visualization. I reckon I have a visualization somewhere. I'll see if I can get a link to it and put it in the show notes for you so that you can see that stepping forward. You can see perhaps where you're going and how to get there. It might actually be in the podcast show notes already in the link for podcasts. So geraldinehedley.com, and then you go to podcasts, downloads. So it's on the front page. I reckon it's in there already, because we need to know where we're going. We need to know where we're headed, and we don't want too many side branches. We really want a road. We don't want a tree, okay? We don't want a ton of branches like I've got. We want that road to take us where we're going. And then any branches can actually be hobbies or downtime or relaxation, okay? I hope that's helped. I hope it's got you thinking, because that's the really important part of all of this, is that we really put some thought into continuing education and our professional development, because it has to lead us somewhere and it has to be of use. We have to have a plan for it. Otherwise, we're just wasting money, or we're wasting time and money. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to let you think about that. And I look forward to catching up with you on the next cast. See ya.
Thanks so much for joining me today.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast for the weekly episodes. If you'd like even more support and learning, then the Academy is for you. Here you'll find part two of the herbal discussions, more clinical learning, and case studies to support your clients in practice. Bye for now.